Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, yeah, you may not be as confident as me, but if you do not think the ending to All Out 2021 is one of the best wrestling pay-per-view endings ever, then I think you're just being that guy. I mean, we saw a Reddit thread come to life in front of our eyes. If I had predicted that on a prediction show here on What Culture Wrestling, you would have hunted me down and spat into my face. Now look, that would have been absolutely disgusting, but even I would have understood. Even if my mum and dad were around me, they would have gone, yeah, I get it, because what the hell were you chatting about? But yeah, seriously, the ending to that pay-per-view is right up there, and it's probably number one. Why? Here's why. Now, in case you missed it and clicked this video to find out, I promise you, I swear, Scout's Honor, this is what happened at the end of that show. The Elite were beating up Christian Cage when Adam Cole made his debut. And of course, we all thought, oh man, this is going to fight with the Elite, it's going to beat up Kenny Omega. And instead, he super kicked Jungle Boy right in the face and he went heel. And then as the brand new Elite was celebrating, Daniel Bryan also surprise debuted. He teamed up with the Jurassic Express with Christian. He beat up the Elite. And that's how we all went off air. I thought I was dreaming. So two huge debuts, two, and screw business decisions, and screw what makes sense, and screw metrics, and screw numbers, just fill me up with this enjoyment until my enjoyment glands are overflowing with glee, and that is essentially what happened around about 24 hours ago. To truly get the scope of where this fits, it seems to make sense to go through some other awesome endings. So John Moxley, debuting at Double or Nothing, that was pretty good. CM Punk, Money in the Bank 2011, we all remember that one. Seth Rollins and his cash-in at WrestleMania 31, Edge, when he was the first ever person to cash in the Money in the Bank. Becky Lynch at WrestleMania when she not only made a vent to the thing, but she was a two-time champ. All of these are very, very good, and that's just me focusing on WWE. But even then, I cannot remember the last time I was sat down watching a pay-per-view, and when it was finished, I kind of felt like I had booked it, sat in my living room in my pants at 1 o'clock in the morning, surrounded by my friends. And that sounds like I sit in my pants when my friends are around. I don't. What I mean is, it would have just been a comfortable situation. We would go, ha, 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 lol, lol, ha, ha, ha. Imagine if we did this. But we never actually thought it could transpire and happen on our television sets. And yet we can't say that anymore because it actually did. The crazy thing is, after the fact, we're not even talking about what this means for Adam Cole. Because the fact that he has come in and he's gone bad guy, when you break it all down and extrapolate it, this is actually kind of genius. It's also why going nuts with debuts works, because you can do stuff like this. If we didn't have the follow-up straight afterwards, there is no point trying to get fans to jeer Adam Cole, because their instinctive reaction is to adorn him with praise, and you want to make sure you feed into that, because time and time again in wrestling, when you try and not feed into that, it just goes bad. However, when you have just had one of the best comeback pops ever in the form of CM Punk a few weeks ago, and you know you're about to do it with Bryan Danielson minutes after this, of course you can get away with it. You're not depriving anyone or anything because they're about to get it anyway, and you're essentially coming up with stories that beforehand we would have only seen in video games. I mean, Adam Cole joining his own brotherhood, joining his old friends, and Daniel Bryan being like the guy to say, no, I'm sick and tired of you, the Elite. I will fight you. Yeah, I know I keep calling him Daniel Bryan. You'll have to forgive me. It's going to take a while for my brain to even back out. But the best thing about all of this is all the whys, naturally, that it does leave us. Who's going to feud with who? Is this gang warfare? What's going to happen to the Young Bucks given they lost their tag team titles? Are they going to take on a crazy tag team like CM Punk and Daniel Bryan? Are we now going to go to full gear and do Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega for the world title, which off the record is exactly what I said they should do, but that was just a random prediction. I cannot believe I got it right. But honestly, I'll say it again. If I had posted this on Reddit or Twitter, I would have been kicked off the platform because people would have been like, you've broken our rules. You can't come up with this kind of nonsense. It's not nonsense no more. If you want to break it right down as well, as clearly I do, it was just fun. Sometimes, and a lot of times, we just overthink this stuff. We're all like, oh, you can't have two surprise debuts in minutes of each other. That's just not the way of things. But why can't it be the way of things? Why can't we break new ground? And of course, there are arguments for and against, and I can't even remember a time when two debuts like this interacted so seamlessly or happened so close together. But let's say in about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, wherever it may be, we look back and go, man, that really was the worst thing ever. But it can't be the worst thing ever, because if you're feeling like me, and I bet you are feeling like me, you're so jazzed up, you're so buzzed, and you're so hyped, well, there it is. There's the positive. Drink it back. And you could really spread this love across the whole card, because I don't want to leave out Ruby Soho, who will be a tremendous addition to that AEW roster. And also, when you go through every single match was at minimum good. And you see some people taking shots at Paul White versus QT Marshall, but come on, that was in and out quicker than the last time you had sex. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done it. It popped into my head and I couldn't help myself. It was a cheap shot, I apologize. So it's in and out quicker than your last time at bat. There you go, that is better. And it also served as a buffer between our co-main events. And I admit it, I put my hands up. If we had just ridden the fumes here and gone from one to the other, I would have been fine with it because it was a bit like drugs. And as we have ended up here, CM Punk versus Darby Allin. For a dude that's been gone 7 years, I think CM Punk just reminded us what he's so good at when it comes to professional wrestling. And I love the fact he's now transformed himself into the wily veteran. And Darby Allin, week in, week out, just becomes a bigger and bigger star. And yes, there are people out there going, I can't believe he lost. Why are you focusing on that defeat? And why aren't you looking at the fact afterwards, CM Punk went, hey man, you're really good. And so did Sting. Sting. Man, I love Sting. Let's not pretend this wasn't part of the plan either. Punk almost serves as the foundation of all of this, because I assume Tony Khan went, well, I'm going to put CM Punk on a show, so I'm probably going to break all my pay-per-view records. Why don't I give these new fans, and old fans too, one of the best endings ever, so they stick with the show? And if that was his concept, my word, he has blown it out of the water. Saying that though, I don't even want to get bogged down about that kind of stuff. I want to go back to what we were talking about before, and that's fun, joy, entertaining, and feeling all warm and fuzzy in your tum-tum. I want the ridiculous, I want the nuts, I want the potty, I want ideas that when you read on paper, sound so bonkers, and I want to see how they go down on TV, and sometimes it's going to work, and sometimes it's not going to work, but it's so much better doing new and fresh than it is getting stuck in the Back to the Future machine. Because I really did have an absolute whale of a time, and that's all a wrestling company needs to do. And nobody owes me anything. Look at me, I'm a bald idiot. But as soon as I had finished All Out, I went to watch the last 10, 15 minutes again. And that makes me a terrible employee, because I had ups and downs for AEW All Out to get done, and it was a little bit delayed. So somebody really should be firing me out of a cannon. So agree, disagree, it doesn't matter, you're allowed to do you, but this has just got me so excited about the future of AEW, especially when you start talking about dream matches. I mean, you could even do Daniel Bryan versus CM Punk now in All Elite Wrestling. I understand how we got here. And no, this doesn't mean that WWE sucks or I hate WWE. I can't stand it when that conversation sparks off. I love everything, but I honestly feel like AEW just took a bat and hit 492 home runs all at once. And who the hell knows what they're going to do on Wednesday? I can stop that now. I mean, we've got Minoru Suzuki versus Jon Moxley. So the Forbidden Door's going nuts. We've got Super Smash Brothers. We've got surprise debuts. Who the hell knows what's going to go on with the likes of Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt? My word, I couldn't even predict it now. But that's how I like my wrestling, as I figured out, truly off the wall.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.